look forward to spending more time painting in my studio and doing yoga and other stuff that I'd like to get to do.
Time for yourself, finally.
Time for myself, finally, yes.
Because so many things evolved at the Art Center since you arrived. You came to a really nice facility, but things even expanded beyond that.
Yeah, we've been able to raise the benchmarks for the organization and achieve many of those benchmarks and goals that we had. So it's been a very productive and very satisfying career at the Art Center.
What are you most proud of?
Well, you know, the latest thing we did was we built a learning center and moved all of our education programs over there to the new building, and then we're able to renovate the existing facility to create more space for exhibition spaces, and allowing us to focus more on the permanent collection, which is a great resource that we have and something that we can share with the community and to make an impact, I believe.
When it comes to the permanent collection, was there anything that you wish you could have had for that collection?
No, you know what? I decided that we should be proactive and go out and start identifying works that we wanted to collect. And I was able to get some support through some of our Blockbuster partners. And then also we have what we call the Heffernan Fund is specific for collecting. So we've been able to go after artists that were from the region that were doing really good work, but were still in the price range that we wanted to able to afford.
Okay, what if money, you know, you didn't have to worry about money. You could have any kind of blank check to write for any piece of artwork.
Well, then I'd probably
would you put in there?
Want to collect some of the regionalists, like original Grant Wood paintings and John Stewart and Thomas Hart Benton. That would be nice. And there's a lot of other artists that have been significant that came out of this area. There's a guy named Dan Christensen, Ed Richet, John Buck. There's a number of artists.
Do you have a favorite piece of art at the Art Center? If you had to pick one piece that you could take home with you,
you know,
if you
know, the thing about a permanent collection is that over the years, you notice works that you haven't noticed that much in the past, and you start to understand them more. And that's the wonderful thing about having a collection where you can see the work often, is that you start to develop an appreciation for works, for more different works. So over the years, I've had different appreciations of what got me excited and interested.
Do you have a favorite artist of all time?
Well, Van Gogh was pretty good.
I think everyone would agree with you on that one for sure, Al.
Yeah, everybody likes Van Gogh's work. So I like his work and a number of other artists, and a lot of contemporary artists. I find what I strive for is trying to understand works of art, and that comes at a lot of different levels. First, you know, it's something that attracts you, and then it's something that you go back and look at again, make sure it was as interesting as you thought the first time. And if a work is a really high quality, it'll keep attracting you over and over and keep unfolding. Its meaning will kind of change over the times that you take the time to look at it and learn about it.
You've been doing art for several decades now. Do you think people appreciate art like they used to, or what do you think future generations might?
It's always the same. Art's interesting, you know. As there's different audiences. They come and go and increase and decrease, all depending on the times.
And you could always do art? Like, you were a little kid and you were able
I decided I wanted to be an artist when I was 6, 7, 8 years old in that area. So.
And you always had the talent?
Yeah, apparently.
You did. You learn
over the years.
You think
too.
You can? Because, I mean, I can barely
it might
do
be,
anything, and you, I try.
Instead of saying that you have talent, I would say that you have confidence. You have confidence to draw and not be embarrassed by your drawings, and you have the drive to get better and explore more ideas. That's what I think creativity is about, is having the guts, the confidence to move forward. Yeah.
And when it comes to being creative, what kind of things do you think you'll dive into now that you have the free time?
Well, I've been working in abstraction for a while now, and I find it really interesting. I kind of have a technique where I try to discover things. So I'm always, if I like it too much, I change it because I want something that like is new to me and exciting and interesting to look at. So that's what drives me, is the process.
Do you think we'll be able to go out and buy some of your artwork now that you'll be able to put some of these collections together?
Well, I hope so.
Maybe you had things for sale already, but now you'll be able to expand that.
Yeah, I'll do more of an effort to market and promote my work. So.
And actually, you're leaving the Art Center in really good hands as well.
Yes. Todd Behrens is our curator, will be the new director starting on January 4th. I have a lot of confidence in him. He's been here 10 years, so he kind of understands exactly where we're going and what we've achieved. So he's not going to try to reinvent things. He's just going to try to keep raising those standards and going forward.
What do you think the future of the Art Center will look like?
Well, you know, the Art Center, when I first got here, I listened to an interview with Margaret Ann Everest, and she was the person who had the vision to build the center that opened in 1997. And in those things, she talked about the importance of the permanent collection, that we had to put more resources into that. And when Bruce Miller, I think, was interviewing, I asked her, well, do you ever see the Art Center being expanded? And she said, oh, very much so. You know, I would imagine in 25 or 30 years that they will want to make changes to the building and add structures, et cetera. And that's what's happened. You know, it's just a natural progression for every art museum.
And it's impressive. It's free. And it's really, there's something for all ages there, too.
Yeah, I was leading a docent tour of a bunch of kids from South Sioux today that came in. And they were all recent immigrants to the United States. And it was really enjoyable to watch how excited they got about looking at the artworks and talking amongst themselves about what they were looking at. And I think that's really the key to the experience of art, is that you come, you look, you think about it, and you imagine, you know, you challenge yourself, or you find something that's just really pleasing, all those experiences. And it's free to everybody. So even though most people can't afford to buy original artworks, that way they all have access. And it provides the experience of fine art to everybody in our community.
And you even had the new hands-on gallery.
The Junior League was led the way back in 1997, and they decided to update it with the changes that we were doing in the inside of the building. And we've added a beautiful new space with a lot of new updated activities. It's outstanding. Yeah.
Growing up in Texas, being a guy who's a Texan, mm-hmm. did you ever think that you would be here in Sioux City?
You know, when in my career as an arts professional, I've always kind of followed what job openings there were around the country. And I was always impressed that Iowa had a number of city art centers and museums, and they all had interesting collections. So I've always appreciated that Iowa was a leader in a lot of ways. It's not a large state, not a lot of population, but it's always had a commitment to the arts, and that's pretty impressive.
And what's pretty impressive as well, you know, you could go back south where it's warm when you retire early in January, but you're going to stick around Sioux City.
No, I like Sioux City. I very much enjoy the people here and the friendships I've made and the pace of the life here. I've lived in bigger cities, and I prefer not to spend so much time in traffic. Sioux City is relatively no traffic compared to bigger cities. So I will enjoy that.